Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout-out. Jasper and Lily are big fans of the show. I heard they listen every day. That's awesome. I think if you two were characters in the stories, you'd be the owners of a potion shop in Valley Town, and you'd get your potion ingredients from the Dark Forest. And one day, you notice a pack of goblin kids who have been captured by some cave trolls. And so you both battle the cave trolls using your potions to help free the little goblins. Thanks for listening, Jasper and Lily. Today's episode is titled Invisible Invasion, Part 6, The Magical Rebellion. Devni and Sumaya crept among the many stalagmites, watching shadows of approaching guards flicker on the walls above. Behind them, the barbecue bees circled the black crystal prison faster and faster, their heat making the air shimmer like a desert mirage. The black crystals were beginning to crack due to the heat, and if they were destroyed, the fairy would be freed. "How long do you think it'll take him to break it?" Sumaya asked, knocking off the top of a stalagmite and prepping to use it as a weapon. "Hopefully less time than it takes those guards to get down here," Devni replied, cracking off a long skinny piece of stalagmite the size and shape of a spear. The high-pitched buzzing of the barbecue bees grew louder as more cracks spread across the surface of the black gems. Silver light poured from each new fracture, filling the chamber with strange, shifting shadows. The fairy-like creature inside reached out with tendrils of pure energy, touching each barbecue bee, making their heat glow even brighter. Running footsteps echoed down the staircase. The first guard appeared, skidding to a stop at the sight before him. His eyes went wide, taking in the ancient chamber, the circling bees, and the creature imprisoned in the floating crystals.
"Mr. Vale," he shouted up the stairs, "you need to see this!"
"Whatever you're doing down there, stop immediately!"
Vale's voice carried down from above, getting closer with each word.
"Do you have any idea how delicate this process is?"
One of the black crystals began to break. A piece of it cracked and fell to the floor, shattering. The barbecue bees pressed closer, their combined heat now so intense that the guards couldn't advance down the final steps. Vale appeared at the top of the stairs, his perfect white suit glowing in the strange light. For the first time since they'd seen him, his elegant composure cracked. He stared at the scene below with a mix of horror and fascination.
"No," he whispered. "No, no, no, you don't understand what you're doing!"
But looking at the imprisoned creature's pain, and remembering all the suffering they'd seen above, the sisters knew exactly what they were doing. The black floating crystals imprisoning this fairy creature were beginning to break more. The magical rebellion was about to begin.
"Guards, stop them!"
Vale started down the stairs but stumbled back as a wave of heat hit him.
"I don't care how, just stop them!"
The guards rushed forward, weapons drawn, but they'd forgotten about the sisters hiding among the stalagmites. "Now?" Devni whispered, gripping her stone spear.
"Now,"
Sumaya confirmed. They burst from their hiding spots. Devni's spear caught the first guard in the back of the knees, sending him tumbling. Sumaya swung her broken stalagmite like a baseball bat, catching another guard in the stomach.
"Surprise!"
Devni called out, spinning her spear to knock another guard's weapon away. The fairy creature's silver light pulsed brighter with each new crack in the crystals.
"You don't understand!"
Vale's voice held real fear now as he watched his guards fall to 2 teenage girls.
"The power contained here, you can't just release it!"
"Actually," Sumaya said, ducking under a guard's grab and sweeping his legs out, "I think you're the one who doesn't understand."
Then it happened. The black crystals holding this fairy creature prisoner shattered under the heat of the barbecue bees. For one moment, everything seemed to freeze. The bees stopped circling. Vale stopped shouting. Even the dust in the air hung suspended. The explosion of black and silver light threw everyone back, and even the barbecue bees were scattered like leaves in a wind. The sisters braced themselves behind a cluster of stalagmites, holding tight to their stone weapons. When the light faded, the fairy creature hung in the center of the chamber, its full glory finally unveiled. It was like a big fairy made of glowing water. Its wings spread to fill the space. Ancient power rolled off of it in waves. Through the ceiling, they could hear the sounds of chaos erupting above. Cage doors were starting to open. The magical rebellion had begun. "You should run," Devney suggested to the remaining guards, twirling her spear. "This is about to get nuts." The guards picked themselves up off the floor and ran back up the stairs and out into the halls.
"Get back here, you fools!" shouted Vale.
He paused for a moment, taking a step toward Devney and Samaya, who were standing among the stalagmites waiting for a fight. Vale grumbled and rushed back upstairs with the guards.
"They ran away!" yelled Devney. "I did not expect that."
The fairy creature stepped down to the ground and the barbecue bees surrounded her instinctively.
"Let's finish this," yelled Samaya,
and the Dropkick sisters ran back up the stairs in pursuit of Vale. The main floor of Vale's labs was wild. Most of the animals had broken free and were running around looking for an exit in a panic. Some scientists and guards were also rushing out of the building. Some were fighting the animals, trying to get them back into their cages. Others were desperately trying to finish their experiments, gathering papers and data from their laboratory rooms. The girls rushed up the stairs just in time to see Vale turn and head deeper into the lab.
"Where's he going?" panted Devney. "I thought he was just going to try and get out of here."
"Well, he's probably going to do something awful. Come on," Samaya said.
The sisters were really feeling the fatigue at this point. They were exhausted. They'd been after Vale for days, and they hadn't eaten since they got on the boat to come here. They needed one last gasp to put an end to all this. The girls dodged flower monkeys and flame ducks and rampaging, panicked butthorns. The guards didn't seem to be too concerned about them as they followed Vale's white lab coat flapping behind him as he rushed through the facility. He slammed a door behind him as he entered a laboratory. Without missing a step, Devney leaped up into the air and sailed toward the door, her foot outstretched in front of her. In her mind, she was going to flying kick the door down and bust Vale. Unfortunately, the door and the lock were stronger than she realized, and her body crumpled against the heavy metal door, then slumped to the ground.
"Ow,"
she whimpered. Samaya knew she wouldn't have any more luck trying to knock the door down herself. And there were no viewing windows looking into this lab room like the others.
"Devney, I have an idea. Wait here."
Samaya ran back down the other way, and Devney was left to wonder what in the world her sister was up to. Then she heard the thundering sound. The unmistakable pounding of a charging butthorn. Devney scooted over to the wall and pressed herself against it, staying well out of the way of this charging beast. In nature, when butthorns are fighting over territory, they will sometimes charge each other while running backward, horn first. This was just like that, except Samaya was riding on the butthorn's back.
"Charge!"
she yelled as the beast ran, butt first, into the heavy, locked door. The door flew off its hinges and landed in the room. The butthorn stumbled and fell to the ground. Samaya leaped off the animal and Devney rushed in behind her. This room was similar to the other lab rooms. There were numerous animals in cages, and wires ran from each cage to a large box in the middle. And that is where Vale stood. He was inside a large box, and just as they crashed into the room, Vale slammed down a lever in the box. And all the other cages and wires lit up and crackled with some strange electricity. The wires leading from the animals' cages and into his box vibrated and hummed with power. Electricity crawled all over Vale's body, and he began to transform. Horns sprouted from his head,
and his fingers turned into long claws, and wings sprouted from his back, and his eyes went completely black. "He's transforming himself with all those animals!" Samaya yelled. She rushed to Vale's box, intent on grabbing him and pulling him out. But tendrils of electricity shot out from the box and zapped her before she could get close enough to grab him. "It's the generators!" yelled Devney, pointing to a row of mechanical-looking boxes with wires running to the animal cages, powering the entire operation. The girls rushed to the backup generators and ripped at the wires. Sparks flew as they disconnected the generator from the rest of the transmogrifying machine. But it was too late. As the energy faded, Vale thrust his arms out and crushed the box he was standing in. He had been transformed, taking on the characteristics of the animals around him. He had grown to twice his normal size. His eyes were like an insect's eyes. Wings stuck out of his back, and his fingers were long claws, and horns stretched up from his head, and rows of teeth stuck out from between his lips, and three tails hung down to the floor from behind him. He was hideous. "Oh, pickles," said Devney. Vale rushed her, slashing tables out of his way, charging like a bull. Devney jumped up to a table, flipping off of it and over the beast just as he lunged for her. Before Vale could even turn around, Samaya leaped at his back, planting her 2 feet between his wings with a powerful kick. Vale stumbled forward, and then stood up and spun around, looking for one of the girls to charge. This fight continued, and Vale seemed unfazed by the girls' attacks. He was in a rage, and was more beast than man. "This isn't working," said Devney between dodges. Just then, Samaya sidestepped like a bullfighter dodging a charging bull, but Vale was too quick. One of his tails whipped out and tripped Samaya. She fell to the ground hard, and the Vale beast pounced on her, wrapping his claws around her body and picking her up. She struggled against him, but he had the strength of multiple animals and was too powerful. Devney leaped in defense of her sister, grabbing a discarded lab coat and jumping up to sit on Vale's shoulders. He whipped his head around and Devney held on tight to his horns. She stuck the lab coat onto the horns on his head and it draped down in front of his face so he couldn't see. He had to reach up with his hands to rip the coat off his horns, and when he did, Samaya escaped his grasp. "Run!" Devney yelled. The two girls dashed out of the room and down the hall. They could not defeat Vale alone. "Let's lure him back to that fairy," Samaya yelled. The Dropkick sisters ran, terrified, back to the door leading down into the chamber of the powerful fairy. Vale followed them wildly, hissing and growling like a monster. The girls breathlessly tumbled down the stone stairs, panicked to escape the Vale Beast and hoping this mysterious fairy could help them. They rushed to hide behind the stalagmites, but Vale leaped down the entire length of the stone staircase, his wings flapping to lower him to the ground gently. The girls instinctively got on either side of him, doing their best to surround him. But each of them peeked back up the stairs, wondering if they should retreat to outside. Vale Beast punched over an entire stalagmite, sending rock pieces and dust flying, and reaching out for Devney. When suddenly, he froze. His entire body began glowing, his face scrunched up in anger or pain or both. The girls looked up to see the fairy above him. Her hands were held out before her, and strings of power led down to Vale, like a puppet master controlling her marionette. Ghost-like images of the animals Vale had combined with floated out of Vale's body. And with each one, he looked more and more like a human. The fairy was undoing his awful experiment, and a minute later he was back to his original human form. He fell, slumped on the ground, groaning as thin wisps of smoke trailed up from his body. "Thanks," Samaya said to the fairy. "That was totally weird."
"You saved me," said the fairy. "Thank you."
"So what happens now?" asked Devney. "What should we do with him?" She pointed down to Vale,
still laying on the ground, exhausted from the transformations. I will reclaim this island as my own, the fairy said, and he will stay here and work for me until his debt is repaid. The girls stood for a moment, catching their breath and taking it all in.
So, do we just leave? Devney asked Samaya.
Well, I think first we find something to eat. Then we get some rest. Then we figure out how to get all these animals back home, Samaya said.
Outside, many of the scientists and poachers and guards were escaping on ships. The Dropkick sisters were too exhausted to give chase. In the days that followed, they commandeered a couple of Vale's boats and ferried the animals back home. It took weeks to get all the animals sorted out, but eventually everything was returned to its rightful place. Vale was left to work for the mysterious fairy, to dismantle his laboratories, and return all the other animals back to their original homes. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. Send all your drawings and things to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.